Right, okay, if you could start up at the top left hand corner to the left of the burnt forest.
Yep.
Right, okay. Right, you're going to start coming down, but as you come down, you curve to the right.
To the right, without.
Just below the burnt forest, without touching the burnt forest.
Right, how far?
Right, what you're going to do is you're going to curve to the right and then back left. Okay, so that when you come, you're going to be about 3 to 4 inches below, directly below start. You understand what I mean? So
Have you not got?
it's not going to be a straight line. It's going to be a
Have you not got the
curve.
carpenter's cottage?
No.
How far below the burnt forest I go? Do I go right along the beneath it before I curve?
No. You just
I
see.
just go past it,
You
so it's
just.
only a slight curve
It's just a slight curve.
to the right and then back to the
And
left.
then back to the left.
Right.
Okay, so you're about 3 to 4 inches below start then, directly underneath. Right. Okay, so you're gonna in a straight line go to the right. Have you got the ravine? Right. You're gonna go straight along, say a bit along to the right, leaving about an inch from the ravine.
Below it.
Then you're gonna slope up to the right. To the left of the ravine, you're going to slope up, go above the top of the ravine.
Right, so I go along to the right until I'm about an inch below the ravine, but to the left of it. And then I go up past the left-hand side of it.
Right, do you have the remote village?
No.
Right, well, doesn't matter. Right.
I'm now at the top left-hand side of the ravine.
You can go about a centimetre above the ravine, okay? And then
Still to the left of it.
and then you're going to go straight along to the right, a straight line.
Have you got the Pine Grove?
Okay, so don't go as far as the Pine Grove. Right, so you should be about level with the top of the Pine Grove, that far up.
Right.
But you're about, you're not at the Pine Grove yet.
Okay.
So you're about an inch and a half from the Pine Grove. Your line is going to slope down to the right, but you're going to keep to the left-hand side of the pine grove. That makes it
Okay.
easier, right? See what I mean? So you go down until you're at the bottom left-hand corner of the pine grove.
Bottom left-hand corner. But not touching it,
No,
or
not touching.
right.
Okay. Right. Right. Have you got the concealed hideout?
I've got an avalanche above it though.
All right. Okay, directly above the concealed hideout. Okay, well, I haven't got that, but what you're going to do is you're going to you've got we've got another curve in the line, so this is probably why you're curving to avoid that avalanche. So you curve first of all to the right. Okay, moving down all the time.
Along what along the bottom of the Pine Grove or going past it?
You're going down, but also to the right. You're
Towards the concealed hideout. Where do I end up in relation to the concealed hideout?
Right. What happens is you curve to the right and then back into the left and then you curve to the right again across along the top of this concealed hideout.
But I don't go along the bottom of the Pine Grove.
No.
So it's not much of a curve.
No.
Right. And I end up to the left of the concealed hideout.
No, you're going to go to the right of the concealed hideout. You're going to go along the top
Along the
to the
top of
right.
it, right. Okay.
So you're sort of curved to the right, then to the left, and then back out to the right again.
No, but I haven't hit anything, so.
Right, okay. Right, so where are you now then?
To the right of the concealed hideout.
Okay. Right. Have you got the boathouse? Right, what you're going to do is you're going to curve round the concealed hideout, going round the right of it, and then straight along until you get to the boathouse, the bottom left hand corner of the boathouse.
Left?
No, bottom right hand corner of the boathouse.
Okay.
Right. Okay, right. Have you got the Crane Bay? Right, you're going to go straight down to the Crane Bay.
I'm to the right of the boathouse. Right, well, the boathouse is sort of on Crane Bay, beside it.
Oh, is it? Oh, you've got a different boathouse. I've got two boathouses.
You've got two?
So we've made a mistake.
Well, which?
Right, okay. See, my boathouse is to the left of the concealed hideout.
Well, mine's to the right and below it.
Right, okay. Sorry, that's the wrong one. You don't want to go anywhere near that one, right?
Right. So, we'll do a U-turn.
Just scrub that bit out then and go back up to the concealed hideout.
Okay.
Right, so we'll say we're at the bottom right-hand corner of the concealed hideout.
Bottom right?
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. Right, you're going to go in a straight line along the left of the page. Okay?
The left?
To the left of the page. Not right along. I mean...
Towards the...
I mean in a left direction.
Under the concealed hideout? Right, I'm going along under the... bottom left-hand corner of the concealed hideout, right?
Right, you can go a bit further. About another inch.
Right.
Okay. Now, right, look down to the Crane Bay, right? Straight down from that, have you got an actual wee bay there? Like, it curves...
Straight down from where?
From where you are at the moment.
Right,
so we'll go straight down then, straight down, and don't hit the bay, but follow that curve in the bay. So you're going to go straight down south. Okay? Have you done that? Right.
Well, I mean, I will have in a minute once I see where you're going.
Right, have you got the coconut palm?
No.
Have you got the pebbled shore? Which is, where is it in your map?
It's a good bit further down, opposite the other boathouse, but further down.
Oh, you've got another boathouse.
Oh, I still don't know where your boathouse is.
Right. Oh God, right, where are you now again?
Right, Crane Bay, there's two sort of little inlets in it, at the top of it, above Bay and above the Sea of Crane. Right? Do you see what I mean?
Right.
And I'm just above that bit of land in between there, the curved bit of land.
Right, that's perfect. Right, so you're going to come down and follow that wee curve. Right?
Which direction?
To the left.
Right.
Straight down and then left. Okay, so you're sort of on the corner, on the bit that juts out now, above the Sea of Crane.
Right.
Is that right? Right. Now, what you're going to do now is moving down all the time, but you're not going to follow the coastline as much. You're going to slightly move away from it. Okay? But going down at the same time, so down about an inch and a half.
Towards the pebbled shore? Direct, straight towards it?
Yes, more or less, but don't go as far as that. Okay, because you're going to go, you're about a centimetre above the pebbled shore, and you're going to go along the top of the pebbled shore, moving left. Okay, then, so you're about, so once, right, where are you now?
Above the pebbled shore to the left of it.
Right, okay, move, you're going to move to the left, but moving down at the same time, okay, for about 2 or 3 inches, until you're about a centimetre from the left-hand side of the page.
Right, have you got washed stones at all?
No.
Okay, am I below the pebbled shore?
You should be about a couple of inches below it, but not directly under it.
To the left of it? And
a good bit to the left of it.
Beside the left-hand side of the page? Right.
Okay, where's your stones?
Just beside me, just to the right of me now.
Right. Okay, well, you're going to curve round them. Right, have you got the flagship? On the bit of land that juts out? Well, on the bit...
The bay bit that the flagship's in?
Right, so what you're going to is curve round your stones there, and the finish is just... about a centimetre from that black line that's marking the Crane Bay. Directly across from the ship.
Okay, there you go.
Right.